Good morning. It is March 13, 2014. The time is 06:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Thursday morning, getting ready to go into the day job. And it's a day after the so-called storm that was supposed to hit us. And for the most part, I guess I was correct up until about a little early evening last night that it was just rain. And further north, they did get some snow, but today we have a light dusting of snow and very cold outside. And so we probably got maybe half an inch, if that. But the odd thing is that back in 1993 on this day, March 13th, 1993, was the storm of the century, also known as the 93 Superstorm, giant blizzard of 1993. And it was unique for its intensity, massive size, and wide-reaching effect. At its height, the storm stretched from Canada towards Central America, but its main impact was on the eastern United States and Cuba. And I think back in 1993, I was stationed out at McConnell Air Force Base in Kansas. And I can remember that storm primarily because at that time in Kansas, it was like 60-degree weather. And I remember getting a phone call. We got a phone call from our in-laws, and they had snow up to their ears, I guess you could say. And I was grilling on my grill in 60 degree weather, sunshine and all that. So it's pretty unique that this storm that started yesterday and ending today, I guess, made me look back where we once were and think about that, the weather. Just mind-boggling. We got a little dusting of snow. Got to watch out for the black ice, I guess, going into the job this morning. But the Buart is a pleasant picture of what is down the road a little bit. Probably, looking at the calendar, it's next week, actually, will be spring. And I'm looking forward to spring. I think before, I think it was Monday and Tuesday, I can just barely hear the robins. I never saw one, but there was reports that robins were in the area. And that is surely a tall tale sign that spring is here. They might have flown a little more south because of the snowstorm and the cold from yesterday, as well as the cold for today. But I'll be looking out for the robins over the next week as they make their return when it gets warmer around here. And I do think it's going to get warmer, because this past Monday and Tuesday were fantastic, and I already booed about them. So I'm looking at this pleasant picture of spring, of this blue sky, thinking warm sky, warm temperatures, I guess you could say. Okay, it's time to grab a cup of coffee and head down the road into the job site, to the day job. You all have a good one. You all be fire safe, be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.